Thanks so much for joining us as we are in this last week of 2022. Can you believe it? The year has gone fast. We started the year by looking at the names of God. We're ending the year by looking at the same thing. Today, we want to think of our Deliverer, the name of God, Deliverer, Romans 11:26. The Deliverer will come from Zion. He will banish ungodliness from Jacob, and this will be my covenant with them when I take away their sins. As we saw early on in the year, our study of the names of God, Jesus is portrayed in a lot of different ways. Sometimes the names are personal, characterizing the intimate relationship that Jesus has with those who follow him. Sometimes the names express Christ's work with a group of people. In today's passage, Paul, in Romans 11:26, he's quoting from Isaiah 59:20-21 to describe Jesus' second coming. Before Jesus comes again, the world will experience chaos like never before. The Bible describes this as a time as a great tribulation will be the beginning of the end. Those living in that terrible time will need a deliverer. Jesus will come to rapture believers from the tribulation and then come again at the end of the tribulation for a final deliverance of all who trust in him. There are those who like to debate the timeline of the end days. For sure, this is an important discussion and study. But regardless of your eschatology, we can all agree that Jesus will be coming again to deliver us for eternity. And on that day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. So here's the most important question in this discussion. Two questions. Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? When he returns, will you know him as your deliverer? Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to die for me. Thank you for bearing my sins in your body on the cross. Thank you for delivering me from my sins and placing me in an eternal relationship with the Heavenly Father. Thank you for being my deliverer. In your name I pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining us today on the journey.